you that as we turn to you, you always have more for us. Blessed be your name forever. Amen.
Amen.
So great, folks. Anthony and Julie, thank you so much for that. Please take a seat. Make yourself comfortable. Lloyd and Larissa, I hope you're there lurking on one of these screens somewhere.
Yes.
You are wonderful. Well, I'm going to unmute us all again for a moment because, may I present to you, please,
Mr. and Mrs. Matt.
Bravo, bravo.
Hey, the buzzers are in tone.
That eases the nerve.
There's a bit of madness happened there. Okay, I muted you all again. But, you know, how wonderful. Lloyd and Larissa, you've had this most remarkable wedding and you've seen God at work in it. Thank you for telling us about it. Over to you.
Thanks. Thank you. So as most of you know, yesterday, 18th of April, Lloyd and I were meant to get married in India, in Goa. But as you know, that didn't happen, and we got married earlier than expected on the 21st of March. And we were just asked, we're just going to talk about the lead up to that day and all the blessings and the different ways in which we experience God's love through all of you guys. So,
So on the 10th of March, I had my men's prayer event where the men from Antioch prayed for me and prayed with me. And one of the key senses that came out from that was being rooted in the Lord and building my foundation in the Lord. And I think with that, I was so encouraged, and it was just the perfect thing going into marriage. And I was so excited just to enter into marriage after that session, knowing that I had the support of my brothers from Antioch. Next day, we find out that the Indian government has banned all travel into the country. And so the wedding that we were planning for in April was not going to be possible.
Naturally, we were very upset, really disappointed. And especially at that time, we were so blessed to have our pastoral leaders, Arthur and Rebecca at that time, to really support us. And lots of people were calling us up, us waiting for a decision as to whether we were going to cancel, postpone, asking us what to do about their tickets. And we knew we had to make a decision, but obviously when you don't have family and you're on your own, it's all a bit overwhelming. And so we're so grateful to just have our pastoral leaders with us and support us. We got Chinese takeout and just really had a fun day, and then decided that the best thing to do that weekend was to go spend time with family in Glasgow, because Ralph was already going. And so we decided to go, and it was a lovely weekend just to spend time with the children and have some time of prayer and just have a laugh and not have to worry about everything going on. And at the end of it, Lloyd and I decided that the most important thing through all of that was our marriage and our wedding day. And so we decided that's what we were going to do in London.
And so we decided we wanted to get married in London, but then we needed to find out whether it was possible. So I spoke to Father Fergal, who's the parish priest at Our Lady of Lourdes. And he was the most supportive. He said he would do whatever he could to make it happen. And an interesting thing he pointed out was the fact that we had done our civil marriage a year ago. We obviously did that for different reasons, but he said because we did that, because we had that bit complete, everything else would be a lot simpler. And he said all we needed to do was change the dates on the papers we had prepared and get them to the Westminster, to the Archdiocese of Westminster, to the office. Now, as the COVID situation developed, it turns out that the office was meant to close, go into a shutdown. And in true Bollywood fashion, you have Larissa rushing to the office with the papers. And she managed to get it just before they closed. So we had that bit done. And then we called Ralph, and obviously Ralph was Larissa's brother, and we called Ken, and we asked them if they could be our witnesses, and they kindly said yes, and they were there to support us.
Yeah, and following that, we decided we were gonna go ahead with this wedding in London, and then I began my dress fiasco. I wasn't I was certain I didn't want to wear my wedding dress, the wedding dress for the day in India. And so I ordered a really simple dress online, and it turns out they were going to deliver the dress the day of the wedding after the service, which obviously wasn't ideal. And I had lots of people in the community calling to ask if I wanted to borrow their dresses. It was all so lovely and just so amazing to have support. And then also the Bulls, living with them, they insisted on being there, supporting us, providing all the music and even all the finer details. Like, I didn't even think of a bouquet, and Julie thought of all of that and driving me to the church and all of that. And so lovely to have that support. And then things slowly fell into place. And the day before the wedding, the night before, I got a call from John Lewis saying that they were going to deliver my dress. And so that was really lovely to have as well.
And so I too wanted to be well groomed for the wedding, obviously. And so I phoned my barber only to find out that they had closed their shop because of the coronavirus situation. But to my surprise, he offered to reopen it just for me. Since in the past, when I'd gone to him before, we had talked about how I wanted to get the best haircut before I traveled to India for the wedding. And there I was at 9:30 in the night, the night before my wedding, getting a haircut specially done for me. So the day of the wedding, I just really felt we knew the Bulls were going to be at it with doing music for us. And I really wanted to have the guys I lived with, the men's house, with me. And at short notice, I just happened to mention it to one of them. And at short notice, they were all there supporting us, all in their suits, all decked up.
And the service itself, it was really lovely. Just such a special day. There's something really special about the empty church and all the frills stripped away and just us there. The lovely music we had, Mary on the flute, and Ralph wasn't expecting to walk me down the aisle, because I've always imagined myself walking down the aisle with my father, and that was the most important thing to me. But Father Fergal insisted that a family member walk me down the aisle, and so it was a good laugh. Ralph and I were not ready for that, and we both. It was lovely in a way to also have it live streamed, because we had our family and friends right there with us in a way, and they were all dressed up from home to celebrate that day with us, and it was really special just because it was just Lloyd and me at the front. And it was the most important thing.
But I should say we didn't have our rings, because our rings were still left in India. And Father Fergal joked about us getting Haribo rings, because he was like, it's only symbolic. And for a moment, we actually considered it. But then we just decided to write our vows on cards, and that's what we exchanged as our vows on the day. Following the service, we went back to our flat. We enjoyed an awesome Indian meal, again, prepared by Ralph. And we had Ken, and we had both our families on Skype. So we got to celebrate with them in a very different, a very millennial fashion. We also planned to get away for the weekend, but story of our lives, the hotel called and canceled our reservations. But in spite of that, we enjoyed a nice, relaxed, safe weekend at our new flat. The day itself was a huge blessing with lots of community folk visiting. We had with gifts, with placards, with congratulations, and essentials like toilet paper. Perhaps the weirdest wedding gift we've received, but also the most important at that time. So as you all know, 3 days later, the government in the UK banned all weddings. And looking back, that was probably the best decision we could have made to get married that day. Because I remember Father Fergal even asking whether we wanted to do a wedding on the actual day that we had planned. So looking back, that was probably God blessing us and through that decision and with his grace helping us make that decision.
And also just to say, like, a few days ago we recently got news of my dad and his cancer returning. And just looking back at that, we realized that the day we were supposed to arrive in India would have been the day we got the news about my dad's cancer. Mm-hmm. And so in a way, God really protected us from having to go ahead with the celebration after finding out news like that. And so, even though we're not with family, it's so wonderful to be able to just focus on Papa's treatment and pray for him and not have to think about being in India and preparing for a wedding. So God really, really looked after us and all of that. And it's so evident to see that even though we have our own plans for our lives and all our all the decorations and all the celebrations, God had his own plan and he put things in perspective for us. And it was so different from what we envisioned. And we really experienced his grace and protection and love through all of that. And through all of you as well. So thank you.
Thank you.
Lloyd and Larissa, thank you so much for that beautiful sharing. I'm clapping you. You can't hear everyone else, but I'm sure they're just delighted and rejoicing, you know, with you and for you. And isn't it amazing how our God is the God of the impossible? Our God is the God who changes everything around, and still somehow it manages to be even better than we expected. And just seeing the, you know, the joy on your faces, you know, it is wonderful. We're so blessed and we rejoice with you. Okay, folks, so we're going to move over to our talk now. So I'm hoping that over there in 31 Linton Road, Mr. Petman is getting ready and about to take the helm and present to us and share with us about Easter Sunday. So I can't see what's happening there. So I'm just trusting in the Lord and in JP and in Andy. So as they're getting ready to take over, I can see that. Father in heaven, we ask your blessing on Andy now as he speaks to us. We ask your blessing on the technology. We ask your blessing on the words he speaks, the words that we hear, that we may be built up, we may be blessed, and we may be strengthened, and that you might be